Hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of the Catty G podcast series, where our goal is to have you identify your greatness, own your greatness, and turn it into a brand that gets you results and exactly what you desire out there in the world. So today, the topic that I want to talk about is hard work. This phrase that I have come to truly dislike over my life. And let me give you a little background. So I'm an immigrant. Most of you know that if you are following me on this podcast or follow anything about me. And you know, as immigrants, we're taught to work hard. So I was taught to work hard to prove myself worthy of living in this great country of ours, and to produce results and to be somebody, right? So it always made me like just drive myself so hard. I became a lawyer and then, you know, had a stellar career. But that drive also left me very empty because, one, I was trying to be perfect. And perfectionism is an outpouring of the fact that we're taught to be hard workers. And then, two, I wasn't happy in my career as a lawyer anymore after 14 years of making a lot of money and doing a good job. But I couldn't quit because how can somebody quit their job as a lawyer? If you quit, then you're not working hard anymore, or that's what I wrongly thought. And what if you're not good enough? So I kept on going like that until one day I just couldn't do it anymore. So I had to really redefine what I thought was hard work. And now running this career and doing this beautiful work with my clients that I absolutely love and adore, not that I didn't love and adore being a lawyer until I didn't, that's the key. Not telling you guys to change your career, just really think about that. So when I quit, now that I do what I do, I don't consider this work. I love what I do, and it's certainly not hard, but there are so many instances when I make my life difficult, when I still push too hard, when I have too high of expectations of myself and of others around me, employees, independent contractors, my family, and that translates into hard work too. So now, what about this for you and your brand? So here's what my clients tell me all the time when they write their stories. All of my clients are professionals, top performers looking to be high achievers. And in their stories, 9 out of 10 times comes the phrase, I was raised to be a hard worker. I like to be a hard worker. I am a hard worker. And I always ask, does your work have to be so hard? What do you get out of life when your work is so hard? And generally that triggers a very emotional response from them because deep down, inherently, we're all unhappy when we're having to work so hard. Now, one of my clients very smartly said, look, I come from a family of coal miners, you know, generationally, not like her parents were coal miners, but generationally. And if work wasn't hard, you didn't eat. I totally understand that and appreciate that as an immigrant. I really get that, trust me. However, that's not how our life has to be now. I think with this whole COVID-19 crisis and any crisis that comes after this, define crisis however way you want, it's really shown us to slow down and that these kind of crises and pandemics are internal to our health. They're not about the external, right? And hard work. They're about how we take data and process information and look at our lives differently, including our health and our wealth and our abundance. So what does this mean for you? Please, I beg you, do what I did with this notion of hard work. And I'm still working on it. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm not perfect. Never will be. But that's why these podcasts are so important. As you're jogging, as you're driving, take this information and stop and consider. Do you consider hard work the equivalent of achievement or good results or something that says something that defines you? Or do you look at hard work sort of like nonsense, the way I'm learning to look at it, that work doesn't have to be so hard? If you view hard work as the right thing to do, why? Where did you learn that story? Because yes, it's a learned response and a learned behavior. And does hard work? Does being a hard worker truly make you happy, or is it something that you do because you should, right? So that you are a good girl or a good boy. Be honest with yourself. This is just you and yourself. No one else is listening when you're answering this question. And if you can't be honest with yourself, then you're not making progress. And like I always say, in order to grow, it requires lots of discomfort, I've learned. And this question should make you very uncomfortable as you look to how to define hard work. And finally, stop and consider, what does this say about your brand? If you're constantly working hard, then people really aren't seeing the real you. And now more than ever, after this crisis situation, or while we're in this crisis, people need to see the real us in order to like the real us. And hard workers are people that are stressed and strained and generally not present and really have lost focus and sight of their goals, truly, because they're mired in the hard part of the work, not the work part. And so you're not displaying the best brand, which means people aren't your biggest fans. Your likability factor is lower than it could be. And they're not signing up with you, whether that means to take you on a date, whether that means to be your clients or your biggest champs and advocates. So I hope this material was helpful. Please take it for what it's worth. Share it with others who might see the value in this. And really stop and think, what does hard work mean for you and your brand? And how can you make your life effective and easier and yet just as much fun, where the revenues are flowing in, but it doesn't have to be hard work? All right, until next time, Keti G out.